This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have cameras here in the studio and you can watch the show every morning. Even as just now I went to the little DJ's room, the ladies' room, yeah. And I looked in and he's got all the cameras, all the different angles in there. Vaughn runs the cameras every day. You go to radioalice.com/watch. You can watch the whole show. We loop it throughout the day. On the weekends, it's like a best of from the week. And you can be part of the little looking glass commentary section, too. We call you the lookers. Hey, lookers. radioalice.com/watch. So I think your daughter's too young to have been into Barney, but there was a lot of Barney on TV when my kids were little. I had a kid in 99 and a kid in 2001. And this guy, I don't know if it ended in 2001, but this guy, David Joyner, played Barney, the purple dinosaur, for 10 years on TV, 91 to 2001.
Well, I don't think... Even though I think they're still making new Sesame Streets or whatever, I don't think these things ever end because even
just,
for example,
right.
What is the one that I really like? I haven't watched it in a minute, but it's the one I brought on
Go
the...
Go Crazy.
Yeah.
Go Crazy.
What is that one called again?
Abba Dabba Ding Dong.
Yabba, Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
They stopped making that, but it's...
Ding Dong.
It's still... I mean, they don't make them anymore, but it's... huge.
Well, they have
whole they live
channels,
forever.
Right? They have whole networks that are dedicated to children's programming.
I'm sure Barney is still being viewed. We never watched it, and I can tell you for sure that I'm the only one that pollutes my kid's head with TV.
Well, right. I will say that
the missus doesn't do that.
Barney was among the absolute worst children's shows I've ever seen. Every song was like a ripoff of another song that they just put other words to. It was horrible. It was a terrible, terrible show.
All right.
And that doesn't make what this guy's doing now terrible. But I do want to say that of all the shows...
What's he doing?
He's doing this crazy thing, Vin, and has been for a long time.
The guy that sat in the
David
costume.
Joyner.
David Joyner.
David Joyner. Well, so he's not the voice of Barney. It's another guy who did the voice. But he was in this giant costume. It could be 120 degrees in there. It was super, it's awful, you know. So yay for him for having the wherewithal to be able to put this thing on and kill it for 10 years.
For those of you who've never heard Barney, here's about 30 seconds of him interacting with a bunch of children.
All right. Oh, Barney, you're the best.
Oh. So your kids love this.
Whenever it would come on, I would be like, you can't watch that.
Oh.
I just felt like there was something so, like, I just felt like maybe Barney was the devil. Like, there was something just wrong on some level about the whole Barney experience. And I think it was mostly because there are actually a lot of really great children's programs. And some of the music on them is great. Like, Bear in the Big Blue House. Dude, we put that soundtrack on. Just sing it all around the house. We still sing some of those songs when it's time to clean up the house. Clean up the house, tidy it up, tidy it up. But Barney is just, it's like a bastardization of songs that you've already heard before where they've just, do you have the theme song?
I do. Here it is. I love you.
Maybe it's because it's so whiny sounding. Happy family. Even the voice. Okay, I've heard enough of that. But that's with a knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Mm-hmm. Like, they just would take a song and steal it and put the new words on it and call it magical. No! So anyway, now my rant about Barney is done, and I'm going to move on to the guy who is in the costume.
Which is the one with the blue dog?
Oh, Blue's Clues?
Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues is cute.
But that's another one that's not filming anymore and is still going to live forever.
Right. And that, to me... 10 times better than Barney. Like, Barney was just horrible.
Is what you're telling me, and the reason I looked that up is because so Barney's over. Is what this guy is doing, is it ruining Barney to ever play again?
No.
Is he a bad man?
Oh, no, he's not. He's not doing anything illegal.
Oh.
It's very strange to hear what this guy is up to now, though.
Okay.
It's not at all what you picture Barney the dinosaur doing. David Joyner is a tantra massage specialist and spiritual healer, which means basically...
You know this guy?
Never heard of him.
You know, are you sure? Because you're involved in this world of
you're
magical...
You're a massage enthusiast, though.
I think this is one of the guys that uses a massage to bang women.
Yeah. That's what it sounds
like. What do you
mean, like. Yeah? Yeah, that's what
you
he's
know?
Doing. That's what he's doing.
Oh.
He has sex with people to unlock their blocked energy.
Oh.
That is what he does. His sessions last 3 to 4 hours. They're $350 a piece.
How much is the training for that job? Or is it self-proclaimed?
I don't know what it is, but he is the unlocker of the chakra.
I'm sure there are a lot of dudes who would like to line up and take the classes.
But you right.
To
maybe
become
he
a
should
teacher.
Teach the class. He only works with women. He has
well,
about
of course.
30 clients right now. He calls them his goddesses.
Oh, boy.
The goal is for the women to achieve a mind-blowing release, which he says can be done through massage alone. But he does give it to them the old-fashioned way, too. He says...
And they pay for it.
$350 a session. He's got 30 clients.
So he's a gigolo.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
All right.
He says, when the lingam hits the yoni, there's a certain energy that takes place that hands on the body alone cannot create. He is also not a fan of condoms because they block the energy. If all this sounds a little sketchy to you, you are not the only one. Several tantric experts question his need to have sex with his patients, especially without protection.
Are his patients divorcees in their 60s?
It does not
like,
say.
Who is he preying on right now?
It doesn't
there must be... target demographic here, right?
You would think so. Some divorcees.
Well,
or some women that are being ignored by their husbands or rich ladies who really believe in this kind of stuff. Who knows?
So did Vice do a piece on this? There was the guy who was the head writer for the Barney franchise from 92 to 05. So I guess it did go on after he left. He told Vice he learned about this guy Joyner's new career, David Joyner, with a J-O-Y-N-E-R. Mm-hmm. Like everybody else, he learned about this whole tantric sex massage scam the guy's got going on. He's not surprised. I did know David was a very spiritual guy, very positive guy, radiated energy. He was a positive person to be around. I thought it was an interesting transition for Barney. It's still kind of the I love you, I love you love me deal, but different.
Wait till the equal opportunity people get a hold of him and he has to start letting guys get his special services as well.
So anyway, for all of you who weren't
it
Barney
says
fans.
Here, it looks like... It may have been on Vice because it's on the Vice website.
Oh.
He started his current practice in 2004 and finds clients any number of ways, from word of mouth to converting women he's met on Tinder.
What did he say? Tinder, of course.
Yeah. You pay me $350, I'll give you a mind-blowing release.
He says massage can do it, but nothing like pounding the chakra can really release the...
He says... The body alone, there's a certain energy that takes place that hands on the body alone cannot create. So apparently he can get you there with the massage, but the lingam should meet the yoni.
That's the... So I need my yoni pounded.
No, I think you need... I think I need my yoni pounded
by
with
the,
your lingam.
Right.
No, but I'm saying, I mean, what I
oh,
may
do you
want
have a
this
yoni?
To,
that's
I want it too.
Well, if you have a yoni, then I guess this is the guy for you.
$325, so
it's $350. He's not giving you. It might
well,
be
give
more.
Me another week.
It might be more. You keep saving.
See if you can sell another surfboard. Surfboard.
In other people who wear costumes news, Tinky Winky's dead from the Teletubbies. Is the Teletubbies still on, Vinny? Teletubbies was great.
It's got to be. Absolutely.
I loved that show.
That's another one. It'll probably live forever.
Right.
And they're probably still selling the dolls and still doing little live shows or whatever, but it's just the same costume from 10 years ago.
What is the... There's Tinky Winky, La La, Poe, and there's one
know.
Other. Tinky Winky.
I think the first time I ever heard about it is when your kids...
Oh, God. I loved the Teletubbies. So this is this adorable baby in the sun that just laughs at everything. Just like a real baby's face. And
It looks like the final episode was 2001.
Oh boy.
Maybe it airs in reruns.
Probably still runs.
Yeah.
So anyway, the guy who played Tinky Winky, his name is Simon Shelton, and he died unexpectedly last week at the age of 52. No, not a whole lot of details, but neighbors say he collapsed in the street and may have died of hypothermia.
Oh, man.
So something happened. Maybe he even just fell and hit his head, but then he laid there for too long and froze to death.
Where did he die?
Those costumes look super warm. I don't get it.
He wasn't wearing the costume. He was just a dude who was out on the street and fell down and didn't get back up.
He was not, let's see.
Simon. I pictured a bright yellow guy falling over.
He's purple. He's
he's purple, he's the guy. Purple sorry. One, yeah. Dang
in
it.
Fact, remember he was the gay one. And
I don't remember.
It was
I've not really
Jerry
seen.
Falwell was the televangelist, was denounced the Teletubbies because he said they were representing the gay lifestyle. Meanwhile, it's just a freaking puppet. Well, a costume, I guess. He was, according to Jerry Falwell, he was purple. His antenna was in the shape of a triangle, which he called a gay pride symbol. And they don't even mention it here, but Tinky Winky carried a purse. But there was no saying if he was a male or a female. I mean, it's not like they didn't talk on the show. They just went like, look at the boo. Anyway, Simon Shelton sounds like he froze to death in England. Which
Yikes.
Was, I know, terrible at the age of 52. Let's see here. 50 Cent. He is one of the geniuses who gambled on Bitcoin.
Oh, man. Did he jump out, too, when it was high?
No, he didn't. Well, he might want to, and I don't know if he has or not, but in 2014, he accepted it as payment for his album Animal Ambition. And they say that enough people spent money on it that way. I don't know how many people bought the album with that.
None, because Animal Ambition, did you ever hear a song from it?
No.
What year was that?
2014. Oh, what he collected, though, they're saying, is worth about $8.5 million now. So whatever he got paid in Bitcoin has now, and he needs to sell it. Like, take your $8.5 million and run. I don't know what 50 Cent is worth. He goes everywhere from I'm bankrupt to I have all the money in the world.
My Instagram with all the cash all
right.
around me.
Well, our dude, Alan at Bananas at Large.
Ding, ding, shame.
I was asking him if he took PayPal, and he goes, we take every form of pay. I take Bitcoin. I'll take anything, any way you want to pay. And I was like, well, I was asking about PayPal. But nice to hear.
Mm.
But people, I mean, if that's
they got some Bitcoin and they want the 50 Cent
record.
$8.5 million is what it's worth now.
This
I don't know what it started at.
From last year, it says he's worth $15 million.
15?
That's what this says as of last year.
Do you remember
cash out 50.
He had...
Yes.
Big money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wasn't he a vitamin water guy?
He was, and had invested well, but somehow through bad.
He was spending money. Yep. He had a huge 50-person entourage. Yep. He was putting money into record label stuff.
Did he have a divorce or anything? Did he have to pay anybody?
I don't know. Was he ever married?
I don't know, but I feel like someone was suing him for some money.
Yeah.
I remember there being a big case where he had to detail all his finances,
right.
And he was like, I have no money, even though earlier that day he'd been on Instagram swimming in his bucket of hundreds.
Right. He has a couple kids, and I know that lady tried to sue him, and he was not giving her any money.
Oh.
But I don't know that he ever got married. Doesn't look like it.
Anyway, he's got $8.5 million worth of Bitcoin.
Good for him.
He should sell immediately. Elon Musk is in the trash today. I got a couple things about him.
Oh.
He is
your boy.
I love him. So I saw an Elon Musk story. I'm like, please print this. Use that. He has high ambitions for Tesla. He says, I actually see the potential for Tesla to become a $1 trillion company within a 10-year period. For the last few years, there's actually been speculation of him stepping down from Tesla. He's the CEO. And I guess a few years ago, he said, I'll probably just be here for a few years. And then I have all these other things that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's 4 years later. The Model 3 had its debut. I think he said, I'm going to stick around at least through the Model 3. So the Model 3 has had its debut, although production delays have slowed down the rollout. But he is saying now that he's agreed to stay on as chief executive at Tesla for the next decade. And they, I guess, maybe announced it yesterday his new compensation plan, he will only be paid if he reaches a series of humongous milestones based on the company's market value and operations. Otherwise, he gets nothing. They've set a dozen targets, each $50 billion more than the last. So right now, the company's worth $59 billion or so. So it would have to get to, you know, over $100 million, or maybe it was based on $50 million. But when it gets to $100 billion, then he would get some compensation, then $150 billion, then $200 billion, so on, all the way to a market value of $650 billion. In addition, they've set a dozen revenue, and I mean, all kinds of little profit goals and revenue goals. He would get 1.68 million shares, or about 1% of the company, if he reached both of those, the ends of those 12 milestones. Tesla's worth, they're saying right now, about $59 billion. But the way it's structured, each milestone is you reach it or you get nothing. And they're saying even if it grows by 80 or 90% from what it is right now, he would get zero. He'd work there for 10 years and get zero. But
well, work there is a strong...
Right.
He's not...
Be the head of...
He's not clocking in at 8 and clocking out at 8.
His new compensation plan is actually similar to the previous one put in place when the company was worth $3.2 billion in 2012. Now it's worth $59 billion. Only now, obviously, the numbers are much larger. That one also only paid him when he reached certain market values and operational benchmarks. Nobody could have imagined at the time it would be worth 17 times what it was worth back then. He's reached all but one of the goals in that plan. His current stake is worth about $13 billion. He doesn't take a salary, although under California state law, he has to get at least minimum wage. They send him a check for $37,000 annually. He all says, right. I don't cash it. It just ends up accumulating in a Tesla bank account somewhere.
Okay. I mean, he's a guy that we have associated with Solar City, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-huh.
Tesla, SpaceX,
yeah,
and probably I know
PayPal,
he was
high speed tunnels.
Well, PayPal's where he started. I think he's completely removed himself from that, mm-hmm. right? But he was also on. I don't know if he quit that thing that he was on with Trump. Wasn't what he was on that? Some tech panel? Yeah,
they all, I think, walked away from that. They're like most of those people went. No. He and Amber Heard does look like they're back together. L.A. on Monday, they were seen having dinner and holding hands. A source said they are together at the moment. Over the holidays, they were in Chile and visiting Easter Island.
Do you think she read that article in Rolling Stone about
where
how lonely he is?
He was so lonely.
Like, hey, I'll take him back.
Really? You don't think she saw that and went, dude, you got to shut up. She probably called him to tell him, shut up, don't say stuff like that. That does not attract people to you.
And that was when he got his hooks back into her,
yeah,
I guess. They've been seen out a couple times in L.A., first sharing breakfast and sharing a kiss outside a restaurant. This reconciliation comes on the heels of his new compensation, blah, blah, blah. He told Rolling Stone when they broke up in that interview, he said, I was really in love, and it hurt bad. Well, she broke up with me more than I broke up with her, I think. Yeah, you were really in love. You don't do the breaking up when you're really in love.
Sometimes you do.
I suppose.
Where was TMZ? Shouldn't they be capturing all this, getting the audio, chasing them down?
Yeah, where are they?
Whom, I know.
Did you look it up? Hey.
Hey.
One of the headlines in this thing said... because you know how there's whenever we print stuff out, all the other headlines that are in the thing print... Elon Musk once attended alleged Silicon Valley sex party.
I know. So a bunch of my friends are friends with him, and they're like posting all these video or all these stories on Facebook saying these aren't true. Elon Musk doesn't do this. Like they're disputing it hard.
Oh,
so
maybe he wants that out. Maybe he wants that out there for his rep.
Play, yeah.
Yeah, I do stuff. I'm not just a nerd, right?
Right. I'm with you. The Super Bowl halftime, it's Justin Timberlake. As soon as they ever announce any kind of performer these days, we start wondering what guests they'll bring along with them. With Justin, the two obvious contenders are NSYNC. Will we be getting an NSYNC reunion?
Please no.
And of course, wardrobe malfunction partner, Janet Jackson. But so far he's acting like this is going to be a solo performance. And Joey Fatone of NSYNC seems to be backing that up. TMZ TMZ caught up with him.
Yeah.
I've
finally.
Been staring at my phone every day since the announcement, and it's not ringing.
Yeah. They found him in L.A., and they said, hey, oh, is NSYNC going to do the thing at the Super Bowl? And he said, I'm here right now. If I was doing something, I'd be at rehearsals right now. So obviously, there's your proof.
Oh.
And Joey Fatone also shot down the Janet Jackson speculation. He said, Justin's not that kind of person. He's not controversial like that.
All right.
Obviously, the person he needs to bring back is Britney, bitch.
Oh, is that?
That would be
That's
awesome.
What you want?
Yeah. Hello. And by the way, just as I was looking through this day in history, 36 years ago today, in 1982, the 49ers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 26-21 in Super Bowl 16.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, and that was at Stanford, right?
It doesn't say where. It was the 49ers' first Super Bowl win. Joe Montana was the MVP.
Mm. Nice.
A big day in San Francisco history.
You mentioned Janet Jackson, and it's interesting because I bought her Best Of album recently for my kid so she could hear all those hits. There's a million of them.
Yeah.
And it's trippy that she do you know that she got married to some billionaire, had a kid, and they broke up almost immediately after the kid was born.
Wasn't he
it was
like
over.
A Saudi prince?
Yeah,
something
like
that.
He's a billionaire,
lived
dude.
Over there,
right.
And then
she's like, I'm getting the F out of
and
here.
And they had religion incompatibility there and also some other things, I think the guy. But it's not like she hadn't been with him before. I think he's one of those guys that's like, cover your belly. Put something on.
Oh, cover your arms. Cover your hair.
So they broke up, and she's single now with a kid.
Mm-hmm. And she was like 50 when she had that kid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a late in life baby. Mm-hmm.
But to me, I'm so surprised that we don't hear or see more from her. She had a huge career.
Yep.
Tons of hits.
If you really dig into the tabloids, you'll see stuff from
her. Oh, really?
Yeah,
occasionally.
Like she's dating her old, supposedly dating her old boyfriend dude. And, her weight, she's lost weight. Supposedly she's had a bunch of surgery done.
Well, I know that she tried to launch two separate world tours. One, the tickets didn't really sell and they canceled it. And then the second, I think she was pregnant and had to cancel it.
Right. Sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird that someone with that many hits isn't out doing shows.
Well,
I guess
she's
got
rich
her
enough
money.
That she's like, I'm just going to take a little
baby.
Break.
Yeah.
I have
she's,
a baby.
You think she's okay just jamming on the couch, really?
Maybe she doesn't jam on the couch. Maybe she's just, got other crap going. I don't know what, but maybe she likes gardening. I don't know.
All right.
What's coming up in the news?
So much stuff. I'll get to the parents in Paris.
Oh.
You know the ones.
I don't.
You don't?
I'm not sure. Oh, Paris.
Yes.
The parents in Paris. Yes. I'm well aware of that. I thought, did someone abandon their child to go to Paris?
I'll do a few fast facts and more after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
I like to laugh.
Yeah, what are you guys laughing about?
Because I saw what Hooman was doing, and I thought, he doesn't need to do that. You were doing a pre-sale for the Taylor Swift tickets at 9.
Yes. Oh, he came
ran
running
in. He
in
thinking it was 9.
Nope.
And that he had to get the Taylor Swift music.
I thought you were laughing. So Hooman's cleaning his desk area today.
Mm-hmm.
He's got bags full of things that apparently he's going to take home, and he's wiping off all the surfaces. Like, you would not believe some of the stuff he's finding over there. It's unreal. You can watch it.
Dusty.
What brought this about?
He's just, Musette's been telling him for 4 years, can you please clean up your area? And then I guess he couldn't fit in there this morning, so he figured that he needed to
thought you'd been
up.
On a diet. I thought the weight was coming off.
What do you mean?
She just said you couldn't fit in your area.
Because it's so crammed with stuff.
I mean, that's a little upset.
Oh, he could fit in his area, Sarah.
I guess
it's
he just got
really,
sick of the nagging.
It really
took only
dirty.
4 years of nagging.
4 years. Hmm. You're going to make great husband, Hooman.
The joys of marriage. Clean up
I'm
your
getting
area.
One of those robocalls that just come into your phone on your area code and first three numbers.
Yes.
I hate it.
Yep.
God, I hate that.
I just found my file of all my old Guess the Celebrities.
Oh.
Crazy.
Let's do one right now.
All right, I'm not sure who this is.
How's this work? Wait, do you give?
I give
one...
a clue, and then everyone starts guessing, and then I'll give the next.
And then we
clue.
Used to play this with listeners.
We
right?
did, yeah. And I think you had to guess before Vinny guessed, or
oh, it was against
like.
Me,
or one of us,
or
guessing.
One of us.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they chose who they would play against.
All right, we haven't done this in like at All least right. 10 years, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I was an extra in Less Than Zero. China banned me from ever setting foot in their country.
Go slower, go slower.
Shania Twain mentions me in one of her songs.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is right!
He was an extra. I love that movie, Less Than Zero.
Hey,
so
keep
depressing.
Those. Let's do those. Throw one in every now and then. Those are fun.
You want one more?
Yeah, give me another one.
All right, here we go. You got to get this one, Vinny. My stage name used to be Jack Roy. I recently admitted to being depressed my entire life. I've made over 70 appearances on The Tonight Show.
Shirley MacLaine!
Jim Carrey.
It's not Shirley MacLaine?
I'm not sure who it is because I don't have the answer here.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God!
My wife was afraid of the dark, saw me naked, now she's afraid of the light. So
it's got to be Jim Carrey.
I starred in the
comedian,
film
huh?
Easy Money. Uh-oh. Who starred in the film?
Rodney Dangerfield?
I think it is Rodney Dangerfield.
It's Rodney Dangerfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That does sound like
Yay.
Him.
What's the name that he went by?
Roy.
Jack Roy?
Jack Roy. That's his real name.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Yay.
Yeah, that is
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, you should save those.
All
yeah,
right.
We should do those once in a while. Pull one out.
You want another one right now? That's
no,
two.
No.
We just
you
two.
Want, I said save them. We'll just pull them out once in a while.
Okay.
So those
save
aren't
that file.
Leaving the area.
Yeah.
What else will be saved?
I don't know. I just found all these postcards from all these interns. I'm reading those now.
Reading them and chucking them, right? I mean,
yeah, read them. Take a picture of
if
them.
I can
and
take
throw
a picture.
Them away.
Take a picture.
If
good idea.
If I can
idea.
Remember the intern, I save it. I just found one from Mishy P. Remember Mishy P?
Yeah. I remember Mishy.
I follow
oh my God,
her on
we're
Instagram.
We're going to start having interns any minute.
Yeah.
Did you hire that kid yesterday?
I did.
Oh, right. When's he starting?
I can't believe you asked that on the air. What if he didn't get the gig?
Well, then she would just say no.
Right. Well,
we
well,
didn't
that's,
say his name, right?
I didn't say his name until after.
Yeah, but that's
name.
Crushing
and
for him and his family.
You interviewed several people yesterday.
Yeah, and I have a couple today, too.
Oh.
They would have all known. He had his hair all combed clean, nice and clean. He was all... ready
but
for
what
it.
I realized, and I got to talk to HR, is that where I could say, all right, you could start tomorrow, we'll get your paperwork done,
yeah.
your advisor, this and that. Well, now they are employees.
Yes.
So now they have to go through the full
rigmarole.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Background check, this, that, and the other.
Oh, really?
Your other departments.
I thought that yeah. changed when we went back to when we switched ownership.
Well, you still have to do the legal thing.
Oh, boy. That is
so
too
I,
bad.
God, I was driving home yesterday all psyched, and then I thought, oh, wait a second.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, because they're going to get, we're lucky.
Yes.
Intercom is giving us money to pay them for the internship as well as receive college credit.
Right.
So if I have to do a couple extra steps, I'm going to do that.
I'm sure all our old interns are like, what? These guys didn't pay?
Yeah.
Okay, no sponsor. I can just get right
just
to it.
Get right
so
to
here's
it.
What's happening, everyone, as we try to run down a few more stories before we're done for the day. The parents in Paris is how I started the story before we went to break. These are the people with the, they're calling it the country's worst child abuse case, one of the country's worst child abuse cases ever. These are the two parents that had their children, 13 of them, I mm-hmm. believe, tied up to or chained up to their beds. They were malnourished, barely ever fed. We've been hearing all kinds of different things about the parents, including that they were swingers.
Oh, great.
That's one of the stories out there. The latest is...
Well, no wonder they're so attractive.
The parents in the Paris torture case had reality TV aspirations, and that Louise Turpin, the mother, was a huge fan of Kate Plus Eight. So,
well, who doesn't have those aspirations these days? Those people needed a first go on a makeover show. Oh, and unchain their children. That would probably be helpful.
One of the things that's been happening since the story broke is the neighborhood and the surrounding community has really tried to support the 13 sons and daughters by donating clothes and shoes, and the children have asked to stay together. They have not asked to see their parents.
No. Well, the oldest is 29, right? So
yes.
That kid can easily be a guardian for them if that's...
If he's...
Well, right.
Able to.
Capable.
Yeah.
Right.
How is he going to support them? I mean, so many.
I mean, that's one of the first questions I ask myself is how does a 29-year-old not step up and walk out of there?
To where? You know,
well,
that person's mentally crushed.
And
I'm
other
sure.
things, I've tried not to do this story because it's so darn depressing. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that's come out of this is that because they were homeschooled, there was no way to check up on these children. But the other thing that's coming out is we did not get one phone call, nor did the police department. This is social services. Mm. We have staffs, teams of professionals, and that man our hotline 24/7, trained to take those calls. Not one person ever called us about this family or those kids in the entire time they were in that area. So even though the community is coming forward, maybe it's partly out of guilt. Maybe some people did see something that they went, I'm too busy. I got my own problems. I'm not even going to.
Well, even some of the comments I saw in the news right after the thing happened, one neighbor was saying, you know, I'd seen a few kids there once in a while. One time it was really late at night. They were out there like doing yard work. She goes, and they were dirty, but I thought, well, they're doing yard work, so I guess they would be dirty.
Even though it's 11 o'clock at night.
Right. So, yeah, weird. Like, I think, you know, what's the saying? If you see something, say something.
Right. The family members hadn't even seen the kids in forever. How come?
Didn't they call? Right.
That's the weird thing is the brother and the sister-in-law or somebody are making the rounds on even television news stations and stuff. And those are the people that you go,
where the hell were you?
How do you not know what your sister's up to, man?
Don't you ever FaceTime with the kids?
Yeah, you're their uncle, right?
I mean, I wouldn't know if something was going on at my sister's house. So you only know what I'd only know what she told me.
Weren't they getting ready to send cadaver dogs to?
They were,
and
also apparently the other story. I guess we're doing a roundup on the Paris torture case.
So much to it, yeah.
They were getting ready to move.
Yeah,
they only stay in a place for so long, just to. How do you even move that many kids, you know?
Apparently at night.
Exactly. At night in a big
couple
old moving
couple
van.
Couple at a time. Right. They stick them in the back of the van.
Yeah.
Not related in any other way than it's about kids, I guess. Toys R Us plans to close more than 180 U.S. stores.
Wow. Yeah. It's awful.
So, and I'm sure...
I'm sure
Amazon,
Toys R Us online.
Amazon played a role in that, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if FAO Schwartz is one of the ones they're closing down. I'm sure it is.
Do they own them?
Yeah.
They do. Oh. I thought there was one that was closed to them, and I don't know if it's... There was one
the
here
one
in
New York.
Closed
yeah, the
down.
One in... Yeah.
That's the famous
one, mothership,
right?
The mothership,
yeah.
It's not Columbus Day in San Francisco anymore. They've the supervisors have switched it to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh, man. I hope we get that day off.
Oh, boy.
When is it, October?
No. Yeah. It's always around Fleet Week time and, you know, Blue Angels.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a former... What would you call that guy? The guy who played Barney, what is he? What is it? Puppeteer?
Puppet actor, yeah.
Puppet actor?
Costume actor?
You don't have to be a former costume actor to relieve pain and pound someone's hernia. Mm. What is it? Herna?
Yoni.
Yoni. Mm. That's what I got, or that's what you
no,
got?
No, you have a lingam, apparently.
Okay.
I have a yoni. You might have a yoni. I don't know. I've never seen what you got. Want to show me?
It turns out we're all blessed with the magical touch.
The what?
A new study out of the University of Colorado found that when your significant other is in pain, you can instantly reduce that pain just by holding their hand. And it's so powerful that it can even help during extreme pain like giving birth. Did you hold hands with John while you were giving birth?
I don't remember.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that would be interesting to ask. I'll ask the missus if she remembers.
Did you hold her hand?
I did.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Made you.
The mean nurse made me get up off my seat. Not only grab a leg, but I grabbed a hand too. Grab a leg, Dad. I'm like, but I'm
not
sipping water.
In this.
And I just cracked this surfing magazine. What are you talking about?
Oh, Vinny.
Hold my hand.
Hootie.
Anyway, it's so powerful, the touch from your partner, that it can even help during extreme pain like giving birth.
You know what's funny about that is that it's an instinctive thing that you do when someone's in pain. When your kid has fallen down, you gather them up and you hold them tight. When something's going, you know, someone's going through something, you reach over and you put your hand on their hand or their arm, or you put an arm around them.
Yes.
You hug someone who's not feeling good. There's something about physical contact that is, it transcends kind of ordinary feelings. I don't even know how to put it into words. There's something about it.
You're right, though.
You can feel it when someone needs to be touched.
In the yoni.
Yep. You can touch him there, too, Vinny. He might get in trouble for it, but if that's what they need, you're there to give it to him.
Saudi Arabia is holding its annual beauty pageant for camels right now, and it turns out it's
a
big deal.
Beauty pageant for camels?
Yeah. 300,000 attendees.
That's how many camels or how many people?
$57 million in prize money is at stake.
For the most beautiful camel?
This year, a dozen camels were disqualified for using Botox.
No, they were not.
One camel breeder says they use Botox for the lips, the nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, and even the jaw.
What does it accomplish? They're camels.
It makes the head more inflated, so it's like, oh, look at how big that head is. It has big lips and a big nose.
Wow.
There aren't any penalties for using Botox on your show camel beyond just being disqualified, though.
Oh. So there's a look. They can go, oh, that guy's been Botoxed. And that's, So what difference?
You want to see some of the pics of the most beautiful camels?
I want to see the most beautiful camels. Is it that they have long eyelashes? Do they put fake eyelashes on them too? An eyeliner and stuff?
Here's a few.
That's a good looking camel?
These are really good looking ones.
Those are good looking ones.
All right.
You want to see some ugly camels?
Dude, $57 million in prize money is, that's good money.
That's solid money.
They look particularly handsome too.
Well,
I don't
know. They just look like camels. I mean, I don't really know the ins and outs of...
I don't ride animals either. Is that part of the thing? Like you got?
Oh, is there like
these
a
ones
saddle?
Look like they're singing.
They look so joyful.
Yeah. I did smoke camels at one time. if that means anything.
Oh, is Joe Camel always? They're like, is he the MC?
Maybe.
Do you ever smoke camels?
I'm sure I've smoked a camel, but they were never my brand of choice.
Never.
Oh.
No.
I think this is one of the winners.
Oh, that's
the
winning
white
camel?
It's one of the winners, yeah.
Is it beautiful?
It's a camel.
It's nice. It's white.
Oh, it's very lightly colored.
Oh, so is that the thing? The lighter you are, the more beautiful you are.
Oh, come on.
Racist camel beauty pageants.
Oh, what do you think of this one?
Oh. Handsome.
Would you ride that?
I'm not going to ride any animals.
It's actually good. It has his mouth like, ooh.
Does it give him like his duck lips or something?
Yeah. No, just kind of like,
I got a couple fast facts for you before we jump out. Instant replay started in 1960 Winter Olympics in Squaw Valley, California.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Judges asked CBS if they could review the tape of the event to see if a skier had missed a gate on the slalom. And then CBS went, oh,
that's a great idea.
How have we never thought of that?
That's funny.
And the instant replay is born.
Oh, whoops. That's not the right one. Hold on.
What's happening?
I was going to do the... Oh, hold on. There you go.
Thanks so much.
See, all you got to do is sit there. You see how he leaves the room?
Yeah. Don't forget the Taylor Swift thing is coming up. You're going to need to come back for that.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Yes.
You love this.
I love the book.
Was originally going to be called Where the Wild Horses Are until Maurice Sendak realized he couldn't draw horses.
Oh, so he went for crazy Monsters. I love that book. I cut it all up. I cut all the pages up and decorated a whole bathroom and where the
I'm
where the
familiar.
Wild
I remember.
Yeah,
it was a black.
Did you see it?
It was the black toilet, right?
It was black toilet, green walls. Was it like a crazy ceiling? It was awesome. The Where the Wild Things Are bathroom.
Uh huh.
It's fun.
I know. That's why.
Well, it's for my kids. You
I
know,
but I mean, it. I knew that. That's why.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna take a break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.